We're back on the air. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. And for those who don't know, all we do is talk to entrepreneurs. Very lucky today because I'm flanked to my right by the one, the only, Peter Meyerson from the law firm of Cohn, Raznick, Meyerson & Plaut. Love having him here. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Jeff. I wish I could get that introduction all the time. All
right. Peter, a week on the vineyard, and you're still white as a ghost.
That's the way it works.
Man, you must have some pretty strong sun cream on.
50 works for me.
Flanked to my left by Chris Jarrell, manning that board, editing those videos. And our next guest is Patrick Jacobs, founder of Talent Analytics, right?
Good. How are you doing?
Hi, Patrick. Why don't you tell us about Talent Analytics?
So I'm actually, I don't have a name for the school yet, but it's an idea for a program that develops SQL and Excel skills and does career development for autistic people and other people from liberal arts backgrounds that are joining back into the workforce.
How did you get this idea?
So I went to a liberal arts school myself, and I also have high-functioning autism, and I figured a way to get into the workforce was to have one of the difficulties with getting into the workforce is the interview process and the resume process. So trying to bring in the development of those skills and being guided on the path in that fashion would be helpful in getting into the workforce. And so I think that I've developed a system to execute on that, and so I would like to spread that information.
Is this a special proprietary system that you have?
Not necessarily. I mean, it's a system that I've developed, and I think I've found a very good method of doing it. And I have been working with a curriculum developer and somebody who started a couple of special ed schools around the area that also went to my college. And so basically it's a environment where it's kind of a clubhouse environment in the city, and then do project work and associate with large companies and kind of get people recruited in that fashion.
So you see it as sort of a partnering with large employers?
Yep.
So where are you in the process? I mean, I took it from your comment that you haven't gotten started yet.
So I've gotten to some extent. I've done investigation and talking to people, and I'm kind of getting the funding together at this point. And I basically am looking for a client base and seeing how feasible it is. Like, I know I've talked to the curriculum developer, and he says that there's definitely a need for it. The difficulty is that there's it's basically for low level analytics skills, as opposed to more advanced data science and statistics skills, which I did my master's in.
So, you know, I don't know a lot about the topic.
Yep.
But I've been watching the TV show, is it called Atypical?
Uh-huh.
About an autistic, I guess, teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really opened up my eyes. He's really quite, in his own way, quite brilliant in the show.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with it.
Yeah, actually, I just started watching it last week.
Right.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's really opened up a subject that I knew nothing about before. But clearly, he's different, but clearly, he's special. And so I assume that there are special qualities that you're able to offer employees?
The special qualities are focus, a definite attention to focus, and the ability to be very detail-oriented. And those sorts of skills are very good for, like, quality assurance and data management. And I think that that's kind of a in to the workforce, corporate workforce, for people who are coming from a autistic background. The other side is the liberal arts background, which is like, if people, you're able to communicate, but learning the technical side of SQL, R, and SQL, which are different programs that
right.
you use for data analysis. There's a lot of master's degree programs for, like, high level analysis, but and high level statistics, but there's kind of a market opportunity for the basic development. I did talk to the founders of General Assembly about this. Like, I emailed them, and they since started implementing different aspects of it. Providing a, and one of the funding sources would be income share agreement, so that based upon how much the person ends up making, that's what would be the funding source for the school, and hopefully to get sponsored by SAS or Google.
And you don't get paid by the placement individually?
Well, that would be the idea, is to get paid.
Like a regular placement firm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you talk about a client base that you're trying to put together, is the base companies or is the base the
mostly
students,
yeah.
The individuals?
Yep.
So how would you see attracting this base?
Keywords on Google searching.
So it's about it's a search engine issue.
Because the client base would be somebody that uses the internet to interface with the world for the most part. And being able to interact on the internet would be the key to pulling them out of their shell and getting them employed, because there's a large group of people that are not employed. Basically, right now we have pretty much full employment according to the statistics, federal statistics, but that's 60% of the workforce, right? So full employment does not include those who've dropped out of the workforce, who have not looked for work in the last 6 months. And so those are the people between the 80% that we had 2 decades ago and the 60% that we have now. Those are the people I'm trying to target. And I think that with the development of the new economy and like most focused on computer work and technology work and data analysis, I think there's a way to retrain people who are not necessarily able to understand the corporate recruiting structure. And I've worked in HR, I've worked in a couple of, and I've done a lot of job searching myself and found that there's certain ways to approach it that are good and then there are certain ways that aren't. And
so what is your background before this?
So right now I'm a compensation analyst at Staples. And I before that I was working for surveys in Mercer. And before that, I've gone to Bentley for a master's degree, and I have an undergrad degree from St. John's College.
So, Patrick, if someone wants to find you at Talent Analytics, how would they do that?
They can find me on LinkedIn, I think, is the best option.
Really? So just look up Patrick Jacobs and also Talent Analytics?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I want to thank you for being on the show today. You're always welcome to come back, tell us how you're doing, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
Honorable work. My name is Jeffrey Davis. I'm here again with Peter Meyerson from the law firm of Cohn Raznick Meyerson. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with more stories of entrepreneurship just after these short messages.